You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
Lift your hands to heaven. Come on. Mother is praise out of your mouth. Bless him, bless him. Agesh te velek ibraha di pai de velikat. Zimbre me kum di ka shari makai de. Ele makai de velek idos te brodika. Zele makati pre brodinakati. Ezele makum bo venekai de prele duash. Zayda ka malen de pre me kush te prele kum. Zele makar shala pre me kum bo venekai. Oh, we give you praise. Shai de vele de vene. Oh, we bless you,
Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonijah, Yeshua. Lion of Judah, Abunishimba,
Yeshua,
Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Abunishimba.
Thank you, Ancient of Days, the Exalted Father. Father, we are asking that tonight somebody will break through. Yeah. It will be clear that it is a night of rescue. Yeah. Thank you, Blessed Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. sit down. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Yes, Lord, more than ever before.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter number 31. Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31. We go to verse 29.
Let's, for sake of context, let's start from verse 28.
Jeremiah 31. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you believe we will pray through tonight? All right. You believe? All right. Now I read from here. Okay. The context really starts from verse 27. Let me read King James so you can all understand. All right. Here we have it. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of a man and with the seed of a beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on the edge. Let's read verse 29 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Are you there? Verse 29. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. One more time.
In those days you shall say no more, the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the children's teeth have set on the edge.
Let me say something for the record. There's a reason why this scripture brings so much joy to my heart. We will soon rejoice in Nigeria. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't ever get so bitter to the point that you join the clique of people that are saying that prayer won't solve our problem. Many Nigerian youth are now that bitter. Do you get what I'm saying? I've been attacked several times. Say, prayer, what are they talking about? Are we not praying for us to get to where we are? But by the time God will do what he will do, it will be clear this is the finger of God. What is coming, and Luther can bring it. Praise God. Victoria has sat, but Luther will be boycotted. Because the zeal of the Lord will do it. Is that okay now? But this also is a pointer to what we have been discussing on Tuesday. How many of you were blessed? How many of us want us to dwell a bit longer on that issue and then trash out some very serious matters? You want us to? Beautiful. So we're going to do that. Is that okay? So I'm going to extend the series by 2 extra weeks. How many extra weeks? 2 extra weeks. We're going to sit with it. Is that okay? Uh-huh. But tonight I want to show you a very serious thing that is a way out. In those days, they shall no more, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape. This scripture is a, you won't understand this scripture until I show you the next scripture. Do you want to see the next scripture? I don't know if you want to see the next scripture. You need to see. If you see this next scripture, if they tell you to pray, I'm telling you, you pray. Like, you know you'll be in trouble if you won't pray. Do you get what I'm saying? Look at it. 1 Kings 21. Yeah. That's the scripture I want to show you. 1 Kings. Ewa Bakini.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. This is a scripture that scared me. Is that Dunsin? Hi. You're an Esco. You not Escos on campus? What have I said? Let's face the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I was an Esco from part one. You know what I'm saying? So, but now I'm no more Esco. Praise God. Alright. If they tell you prayer, this is the reason. This scripture. 1 Kings 21. Are you there? Okay. Let's start from verse 17. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, as thou killed and also taken possession, and thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus says the Lord, in the place where dog licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, as thou found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found thee. And because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and I will take away thy posterity, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nabath, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou provoked me to anger and made Israel to sin. And Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel, him that diet of Ahab in the city shall dog shall eat, and him that diet in the field shall the fowl of the hare eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to the work of wickedness in the sight of the Lord. So now let's go to verse 27. Ahab had done something very serious. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. This is the mystery of a generation too that is not prayerful. The Bible gave us account of the life of Ahab. The Bible said he has sold himself. Do you know what that means? If you look at the world today, who are those you mentioned that have sold themselves to wickedness? You talk about Shekau. Do you know Shekau? Huh? If I make him a special guest of honor for ISM graduation. Special appearance. Apostle Shekau. How does that sound? Somehow, when people, there is a level people sell themselves to wickedness to, that somehow you love God and you don't want God to just forgive them. True or not true? Like, you can't do all these things and still make it to heaven. There will be protest at the gate of Zion.
and say, "Oh, monarch of Zion, why is he here?" Because there are some people that wherever you see them, you know that is hell. It doesn't matter how beautiful it is. True or not true now? Tell your neighbor, pray. Say it again. You know why? So that you will not suffer the suffering that a man will not suffer in his lifetime. So you are the one inheriting it. So if you go back to the book of Jeremiah that we first read, that this will no longer be a proverb in Israel, that the fathers are taking the sore grape, but the children's teeth are on the what? The edge. You know what that means? My life will never be a reflection of my parents' mistake. Do you get what I'm saying now? That is, even if I was born into the family poor, the only part of me that part can cheat is my childhood stage. When I get to the point of responsibility, I take responsibility for the wealth of God in my life. It is serious because backgrounds have more something that look like gravitational pull. Most people don't recover from their backgrounds. I want to show you the way out. See, I deal with practical situations. I don't deal with imaginary issues. I don't like imaginary situations. I like practical. When I'm talking to you, to everything I say, I have practical examples of people that the background kept haunting till it reduced them to nothing. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm praying for you in the name that is above all names, that those things will not have power over you.
Amen.
Say that amen with power.
Amen.
Say it again loud and clear.
Amen.
It will not have power over you.
Amen.
Are you following me now? Like, nothing can be more painful like growing up from a house where you have seen anger, daddy beating mommy expressly with love. Do you get what I'm saying? Say, with love, oh, I'm going to flog this woman. I mean, some men don't beat their wives, they flog. When was the last time you were flogged? Primary school. For those of you who went to good secondary school. But if you went to my kind of secondary school, praise God. Some universities even flog. Talk to me now. All of you that are going to all these glorified, I don't want to go there. Some universities flog. You can't cook. Did you cook in your school? You can't cook. All of you that went away, you don't problem. All of you went to Redeemers. Did you cook there? You have to buy food. It's still a form of flogging. There is nothing more painful like seeing your life gradually reflecting a past that is haunting you. Like, you grew up seeing this manifestation in that house, and it's like somehow you can't help it, the same manifestation is in yours now. Why is it that most people don't break free from this reality? That's what I want to show you. People don't know how to be free. People don't know. Sometimes the people that should be praying the most are eating 3 square meals. Bread, sardine, and tea in the morning. Fufu in the afternoon. Amala at night. and the devil is fattening them up for the kill. Are you following me now? I appreciate some set of brothers in church on Tuesday because I see them coming together to pray. To pray, form clique, and they pray together. Such association is a leverage for breakthrough. Most of you don't have such. You are careful about everybody. Now you don't have anybody you pray with. None of the shame. That's a setup. You inflate your importance, and the devil shows you are nothing. One major key is to break through in the place of prayer. Can I tell you why? Hold on. I showed you something on Tuesday that the ground the first generation lose to the enemy, the next generation will fight on it. Sometimes that ground is finance. Sometimes the ground is chastity. Like having you, some of you are trying to become the first man in your lineage that will have the track record of chastity. Do you get what I'm saying now? I've seen cases where people, the father and the mother met, they didn't get married, they got one got pregnant for this one at this age. At that same age, this one too got pregnant. That same age. What will happen when the children are born, regardless of their faith, at that same faith there will be a major temptation. At that same age, the one who will break that barrier must have been pumped in prayer ahead. Many of you are fine now because you have not reached the roadblock. It looks like they are not ahead. My major plan, what I hope to help you achieve, prayer. If you can take those pain, those burden to place of prayer, you will receive strategy from God, you will receive breakthrough from Him. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't break through with the energy of the flesh. The flesh profit what? Nothing. You can't break through. This is the word of Lord Zerubbabel saying, not by might, not by power, but by what? My spirit. You love them, but you must renounce certain operations of them. I love so and so person, but I will not be like you. In the name of Jesus. This area where the enemy got you, I won't be gotten. I won't be gotten. Many of them had made mistakes, but they found mercy not to get the experience. Do you get what I'm saying? And let me say this to you. The fellow the devil will focus the most amongst the children is the one who seemed to be breaking through. The one who look like the one that can change the narrative. The one that the enemy is suspecting that the way this one is going, something is going to break through. When the enemy sees that there is such kind of tendency in a child, it will fight everything that makes breakthrough a possibility, even if there are relationships. There are many things that people do that are sponsored by demonic activity, but they feel it's just emotions. Many believers are so low in their energy level, they cannot tell the reason why they are suddenly doing what they are doing. The reason why suddenly they get cold on certain people. The reason why suddenly they just lose interest. The reason why suddenly you can be happy with a person and all of a sudden the fellow becomes what irritates you. That's demonic. Look at this case. I spoke with a lady. This was how many years ago? I went to minister somewhere. The lady was advanced in age. He's supposed to have gotten married. The guy's been around. They fixed introduction 6 times. By herself. As the date get close, he'll cancel it. By herself. The guy was offended. Why are you doing this? Don't you love me? So the 6th cancellation had cost them 4 years. How many years?
4 years. She kept canceling.
When her mother reported the case to me, I called her on the phone. Why are you canceling your introduction? She said, I don't know. You have canceled your introduction 6 times. And luckily for you, this guy is still around. Why are you doing this to yourself? He said, I don't know. Okay. Fix this introduction date tonight. I'm going to come for your wedding. He said, really? I said, yes. Say, fix. And they fixed it and they got married. Why was it not possible before? The madman of Gadara was not hurting anybody with the stone. He was hurting himself. You can't tell the reason why a person is hell-bent on destroying himself. The reason why you can know the madman of Gadara is under demonic influence is because the wound he was inflicting were physical. Talk to me now. Using stones. But the wounds some people are inflicting on themselves, they are internal. They are spiritual. Many of you don't believe. The dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. You have said no to a thing. It has dropped off your hands before you start asking why. Many can't explain. Except there is a spiritual oversight that is prophetic in nature. That will say what is going on here is not normal. I'm not going to go into this story. There's a major couple in the body of Christ in Nigeria. Very popular couple. When they were going to get married, everything had done well. You have heard the story. Everything had gone smoothly. He has proposed. The woman has said yes. After many months, the woman began to have dreams where she was seeing people warning her from marrying the man in the dream. Warning her, if you marry him, your life is finished. Are these not the things we put together and say this conviction and say this is a sign God is saying no? I'm not tackling anything, but I'm saying that even the devil can come at that junction and say no. You don't believe? At the time the daughter was supposed to get married also, she also had that dream. Somebody mighty come to say, you can't marry this person. These are clearly cases of demonic orchestration trying to manipulate a generation, because the devil already has his own package. He has his own plan. I can tell you lots of stories. It is difficult to know when the devil is using somebody against you. It is easy to know when the devil is using somebody against you. It is more difficult to know when he's using you against you. Are you following me now? It's very difficult. Where you can't explain the source of your choices. What is sponsoring it? What is influencing it? The yardstick for it. The decisions you are making. Have you ever had a situation where somebody will just get up by himself and will not know the reason why he's just walking, and they will say that this fellow just got up by himself to go on the store and a car cleared him? There's an idol they worship in Ilefe. They worship the idol once in a year. In modern times, I've not heard, they still do, but most of those things are coded. They call this idol Efun. Whenever they want to worship this idol, they shine as a gallo. Anyone that will become the sacrificial lamb for that year
when they conjure, they won't call a name specifically. The gallows is there. Even if the fellow is in Europe, he will come down to Nigeria and find his way to that shrine and climb there, whether night or day, and put the rope around his neck and hang himself. It's a control method. Please pay attention to the actions, that the decisions you are making at this season. The devil's intention is to make you act against your destiny. While you are praying and looking at people, what people are trying to do to you, the devil is concerned about what you will do to yourself. Are you following me? In the face of prophetic instructions, don't be stubborn. They are a rescue instrument. Don't be what? Don't be stubborn. Put your hands on your head. Say it. I will not be a victim of manipulation. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray it loud and clear. I will not be a victim of manipulation. I will not be a victim of manipulation. I will not cooperate with the devil to destroy my life. In the name of Jesus. I will not be a victim. I will not be a victim of manipulation. In the name of Jesus. I will not be a victim of manipulation. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down. Sit down. I've shared this story with you. I got to school, part one. Went home for break. My first night, I had a vision. I saw many people. Like prisoners. I was among them. And somebody sat down very big. He would carry a note. He would read out somebody's name and say the son of so-so and so and mention the mother's name. And in my vision, the fellow will get up from where he is and will go to the slaughter slab and will pick a cloth and tie around his own eyes. And a known person from the fellow's family will come and slaughter the individual. Now, are you following what I'm saying? We're talking about manipulation here. How many of you saw the news of the man that was driving his car? No crime, nothing, safely. And he saw a military man and said, let me assist him. And he carried the man to his car. And the soldier loved his car. When they got to the middle of the road, as the man came down, shot him dead and threw the body into the bush and zoomed off with the car. Who planted that soldier there with that intention at that time? Many car owners were passing. It is not all good deeds that are good. We are talking about manipulation here. Listen, at a higher level, demonic orchestrations are very intelligent. Many believers are too dull to know them. Dull spiritually. Demonic orchestrations are... I'm not even here to talk to you about it. I'm not... Listen to me. Let me give you an instance. Many families can be having misunderstanding. The devil can finish yours with one day fight. Because that particular day, there is an alternative around. He has planted. It is not a day like other day. There are days and there are evil days. I'm telling you. I pray that, because your life depends largely on spiritual intelligence. Do you get what I'm saying now? You must be able to read signs. Some of the things we do in Africa are not spiritual intelligence. Oh, when you are going to the village, don't take your car. Dress like you are poor. Demons don't need transport fare to know you are doing well. Carry power. You are hiding. On these guys. Carry power. Who told you they are only killing rich people?
They can kill you with your disguised poverty. I share the story with you. Growing up in Kano, there was a large evangelical team. My father was part of them. We know them around the city. They have good cars. They put megaphone on it and they will preach Jesus. Young men doing well, preach Jesus. They have a place they converge around 5 a.m. Preach. And one morning, after the so much preaching, an old woman came and said, I love to be able to give to these people, but I don't have money. She looked like someone that we pity, Rabbi. I wish I can support. Thank you guys for preaching. We are getting blessed. We wait for you every morning. So I have 70 naira. Just please, I know you can't do anything, but see me as an old woman. Just saying that I love what God is doing. You gave them 70 naira. That was the last morning they ever preached. We are talking about having a high that can say, I know you feel bad if I reject this gift, but take it. When you begin to understand how things happen, you know it. I'm not trying to make you afraid. It is not everything you take. Many of you are the expense of, you are trying not to offend people at the expense of your life. So I don't want anybody to feel sad. They were doing a wedding close to our house in Kano, year 2007. They were spraying loud, the biggest I've seen in our area. Loud, they cleared everywhere, soldiers everywhere. Then around 10 p.m., we just heard noise, commotion everywhere. Hey, what's happening? Everywhere scattered, people were running. What happened? They were spraying wife money. Somebody came and put a money on her head as prayer. As the money touched her head, the woman turned back and disappeared amongst the crowd. And the wife began to fold right there. She was folding like leaves. Like what? Leaves. May you have a eye that sees. Let me say this to you. If the devil is suspecting that you are the one that will break the cycle on ground, he will fight you. It is important you are battle ready. Do you get what I'm saying? Prayerlessness cannot be your own woman. You don't have that luxury. I tell people that I don't have the luxury that they have. There's no door in Nigeria now that I'll go and say this and mention my father's name and they open the door. But my name must be able to open doors for my children. Which man of God, which father in the body of God cannot go and meet now and say, I'm the son of Susan, so they say, get out of my office. Ah. Abadwao. Omologo nsu. Omologo nsu na. Yobas have an idea. You say, Olori ogun logun dojuko. That is, the head of a battle is the one that the battle face first. Many of you don't know, but the devil believes in you more than you believe in yourself. That the way you are going, he knows if this guy, this girl keeps going, this person is going to break this circle. And he wants that circle on. Failure to break it, your children will be in it. You hear what I'm saying now? You cannot afford to sell off. Are you following me now? You can't manage coldness. You can't manage it. Nah, no, you have no choice. As I'm praying, I'm asking that there's an injection of the spirit of prayer. There's an injection of the spirit of prayer. There's a consciousness of prayer. The right prayer. The unction of prayer. The revelation of prayer. The spirit of prayer. It is revealed in your spirit. You pray the right prayers. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You pray the right prayers. Amen. Are you following me now? When I'm telling you to pray, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. I've been getting the report about one of my daughters. They say she's not been sleeping. She's been praying and praying and praying. Somehow we are concerned. But deep in my heart, I want her to pray. Pray. And when your man go to go to go, people die with their glory. The grave is familiar with people coming to it early. Why must you become another sad story? Because of prayerlessness. Do you get what I'm saying now? You won't become a sad story.
Yeah.
Are you following what I'm saying now? Many of you are breaking through gradually, but you must break through totally. This one, I know it like I know my name. This one. The moment you are no longer praying, the devil will engineer you against you. You'll be a spiritual prototype of the madman of Gadara. Every step you'll be taking will be to destroy you. You'll be praying against the enemy, but you are the enemy. Are you following me now? You what? Many of you have luxury. Your life is beautiful. I came from a place where somebody promised me, said you won't live long. I said, ha ha, I must bury this person. It doesn't matter how long this fellow lives, I will. And I will feed this fellow's children. Said that. If you have an enemy that has confronted you face to face, don't say they are just making mouth. Somebody look at you face to face and told you their intention out of anger. Now say, I don't mind them. When this fellow is angry, just look at me out. Are you following me now? Are you following what I'm saying? My grandmother died. I saw some visions before she died. I called them. I said, something's about to happen. 3 days later, she died. In that vision, there were things that God was instructing me. I could not interpret them in reality. But I just kept waiting for divine instruction. We're about to bury her. They were burying her. Children were there. Paul Sand, say last respect. The grandchildren were there. They were receiving shovel. One after the other, the Paul Sand. As I received the shovel, an old man, physically from the crowd, all white hair. I've seen him before. I couldn't tell where. He touched me at my back and said, you don't. Every other person, yes, but you don't. I dropped the shovel and I turned my back to look at the old man. He was gone. I knew God was separating me from something. And the one that is praying is still suffering a little. The suffering may not be able to grab, but it will still scratch. The one that is not praying, it will hug you and enter you and possess you. You think because things are fine now, you balance it with this coldness, say they will always be fine. The devil is a master strategist. He knows at what juncture of your life to give you what kind of knock and the kind of response you give. Let me say this to you. You don't have the luxury of prayerlessness. You must pray. Say it. I don't have the luxury of prayerlessness. Say it again. How will prayerlessness even be a luxury? Do you get what I'm saying? You don't have it. Let me test you. There are mountain prayers. Don't be too sure. Do you get what I'm saying? Those of you who don't understand this thing, interpreter, be beside them. Three of you now start together like this. Help yourself. Those of you online, Facebook does interpretation. I'm telling you, the devil means business. See, this is the reason why some people die young. They see themselves in the same web they saw their parents. They give up. There are many of you here. The devil is saying it every day. You think he's joking? He's telling you have cancer. Who then saw? I saying it. You will die soon. You. Are you seeing the way you are breathing? That's the sign I'm going to take you. You. Don't say no in the name of Jesus and speak the word. You must learn to shake the beast into the fire with your spoken word. Are you following me? All this thing I'm giving you is too long a sermon for prayer meeting. But I hope you understand. Let me give you 5 minutes. We are going to shrug off potentials. Dangerous potentials that must not be seen in your life. Your life is already looking promising. This story that is already looking sweet must not be destroyed. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. The devil has no space in my life. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Ọba tó ń bẹ́ fún aládùúrà ló dé o. Bọ̀rọ̀ mi rò ó. Ìjà mi jà o. Mama jẹ bàbá nu àbúrà o. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́ fún aládùúrà mo dé. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́ fún aládùúrà mo ti dé o. Bọ̀rọ̀ mi o. Wá pé jàmìjà o. Mama jẹ bàbá nu àbúrà o. Ẹyà ká ṣàlàwà ká ìdíkà. Yẹ fẹ́ fẹ́ ná ká ìdíkà bàbá kò. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Last week, Thursday, we were in prayer meeting like this. And I told you something. That your angels are not mannequins. Activate them. You know, one of my spiritual sons went to break down the matter on Facebook and was insulting me and said that if you have to activate them, they are mannequins. I was showing how unscriptural that statement is. Listen to me. When you begin to speak from the realm of faith, the word of faith in your mouth is God talking. That's the word that activates the angelic realms. Do you activate them by going to summon angels? No. Speak the word of the Lord. They hearken to the word of his command. Please, pray. One of the things I told myself is that there are people who have inheritances on ground. They have. I know what I meant. Do you get what I'm saying? We taught this in ministry school. If a ministry that does not have a name is going to a new location to start something where the ones that have names exist, if they are walking once, walk three times. Because you need to do more work. Don't act like you met inheritance on ground. What others who are even praying better met on ground? You didn't meet. For you, God is trying to start something new. You pray. You will decree the name of Jesus loud and clear. My life will not be a sad repetition of history. It will not be a sad repetition of history. My life will not be a sad repetition of history.
Let me go to the
Mighty name we are praying. Amen. Let me say this to you. It is possible to have some small level of battles in the areas the generation before you has failed. Don't cut yourself down by giving up. Is that okay now? Talk to me now. Is that okay? To be able to relate with you accordingly, you need to be spiritually intelligent. There are things, there are battles you are going through that they are the effect of the devil contesting for a ground. Don't cut yourself down because somebody seems to do it without stress. For them, that ground may not be under contest, but for you, it may be in contention. Are you following me now? Ah, brothers, you pray. What did I say? I think I was sharing the story of a girl last week. This event happened, I think 2006, 2008. There was a plane crash in Nigeria that killed several people. I think out of the whole passenger on the plane, maybe about 9 people were rescued alive. But there was one that was rescued without a scratch. And she said something when I watched her interview. She said, "I believed in God before the plane crash. But after the plane crash, I believed in the power of angels." As she bowed her head, she just met herself on the same seat with a bag under the luggage in the grass. People of God, there's something called mercy. Let me say this to you. Mercy covers for the areas where you don't have the prayer point. Mercy. May I find mercy. May I find mercy in your sight. May I find mercy. May your mercy not be scarce in my tent. Lord, mercy. 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 Don't wait for the time I'll tell you in Jesus to pray. To pray, mercy. Mercy. I find mercy. I find mercy. I find mercy.
will you understand that the Lord is in you? Open your heart, open your ear, so you understand that the Lord is in you. This is all you got. Hear me now. This is all you got, my friend. This is all you got. Hear me now. This is all you got, my friend. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is in you. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is in you. I need my one and only love. Torí mo fẹ́ tẹ̀gbó, mo fẹ́ ṣẹ́gun nírí àjò, mo fẹ́ tọ́ta bí tẹ̀mọ̀lá, ẹ̀mí mi mọ wá mímí lọ. Káì de kẹ́lẹ̀ níbo tó ń lo bá ta, azú kẹ́lẹ̀ má káì de kẹ́lẹ̀ kù. Zélé ló tó ń lo bá ta. Mẹ́sì ooo, mẹ́sì. I find mercy in Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. Amen. Let me say this to you. If a man finds mercy, it looks like he's the best at what he's doing. Are you following me? Listen to me. Nobody breaks through without the cry of mercy. Mercy must first announce that this fellow should break through. Are you following what I'm saying? You are not the best of all the children of your parents, but mercy can single you out. Huh? Mercy can what? And you have not started, oh. Mercy, we need to see the work of mercy. Ah. Are you following me? Look up. Jesus speaking to Peter. Looked at Peter. And he said, Peter, the devil has chosen to swift you, to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you. When you are strengthened. You know what that means? Even now, Peter, you are not fine. Your heart is biased. But you become strengthened. When you are strengthened, strengthen up your fellows. And when he saw Judas, that the devil had entered into him, he took bread and put in a soup and gave him. And he said, that which you want to do, do it quickly. There are children that mercy will not allow them to go astray. If it will take stripes, God will flog them back home. Yeah. Not all children can get lost. Not all children get what? Lost. Ah, mercy says no frequently. Mercy. Listen to me. I have, by the grace of God, been privileged to sit with some fathers in the body of Christ. And the conclusion of all of them is, yet we fasted, we prayed, but it is mercy. Because sometimes in a generation, those you think will become a voice, they die on the way. It is mercy that said, see, mercy must speak. If you are not asking for mercy, you are having arrogance. Anybody who despises mercy is walking in arrogance. Mercy must speak for me. Mercy. Anuni, Lord, have mercy on me. By your mercy, I break through. By your mercy, I have longevity. By your mercy, I'm singled out. Enter into the operation of mercy. Enter the operation. Enter the operation. Mercy, Lord. Shall it pass?
Anu Shai de Gele Pronvo Kuta Evrebe Kelu Katika Yakan de Kedi Profitis Vivo Kombelika Yaden Kutis Ebu Pruvirika Tigele Prefena Merci. Ayeja a o si mi bi oba won si debi ti ran mi o de si e emi yo la agbareja se ne ro ko bi o ko se ne ro ko in Jesus mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. While we were on campus, we had one boy, very wonderful boy. I just noticed that suddenly, I was not hearing anything about him. I made inquiries. He's not hearing anything. After about 8 months, I finally found someone that they were staying together in the north, because what he said was that he was traveling back home. And so the fellow said to me that the last time they saw him, there was a bomb blast at Kaduna somewhere. So while people were running, he jumped from a bridge. Where he jumped into was a canal. That was the last time. The fellow who saw him jump till date is the last fellow who saw him. I began to ask myself, why does the devil like waiting for people to get to the point where their parents now want to eat the fruit of their labor? You have to pray. Let anybody say anything they want to say. Operations of angels are real. I was listening to Pastor David Ogbeli and was sharing a story. He went to minister in Ghana and was thinking about the dimensions in God. The realm of God's glory, power of the age to come. He was talking to him about it. So after that meeting, a young man was going back home and he got into an ambush. Robbers were there. They stripped him of all his loads and everything. And one of the thieves said, "Let's waste him." Said what? "Let's waste him." So they brought out a gun to shoot him. All the young man remembered to say was, "God, cover me with your glory." As he sat down, he covered his face. He opened his eyes and he met himself back in the auditorium. And somebody tells me that these things are not real. The Bible says that those who fail to believe will die like men and fall like one of the princes. Psalms 82 verse 4. Let me tell you something now. I'm telling you, I'm not going to walk in any stupidity that will make the devil just waste. Are you kidding me? It's all God's investment. Just waste away. The devil is telling you this is what I'm doing to you. I just, man, you're afraid. Please pray for me. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist him. Are you following me? Brothers, if you can drive safely and do things nicely, are you also controlling the next driver? This life, you need to live long to...
There has been a lot. If you keep quiet and you allow yourself die early, it becomes a cycle. When the devil succeeds in doing something, he wants to make it a trend. If at least for the sake of the next generation, finish well, sir. Do you get what I'm saying here? Every believer must be tenacious about enjoying all that God has for you. Tenacious. We saw that story at Redemption Camp of the man, the pastor that was going for naming ceremony. We saw that story. He didn't know that thieves had robbed in that area. The same clothes description that the thieves wore to rob. The same kind of vehicle. The same blue jeans and polo. The same blue jeans and polo he was wearing. The same vehicle they brought was the same vehicle he brought. Police were coming to the area. As they saw the vehicle and they saw him coming out of the vehicle. What their boss said was fire. And they opened AK-47 on the pastor who was coming simply for what? Naming ceremony. He brought these clothes to camp. And the clothes he was wearing, there were tears in the front and on the back, but there was no scratch. And you tell me these operations are not real? Not a scratch! Guy, I've learned so much in this kingdom to believe that if you have a mentality that anything can happen to you, it will happen for His mercies and yours forever. But if you say no, heaven says no. Whatsoever it is you allow is allowed. I don't believe in all these stupid demonic things that one devil somewhere will just come and tell me that certain things are possible. Do you get what I'm saying now? The devil is telling you, look at your wife, she may die. Devil, you are dead on arrival. Very stupid devil. You must be talking to the devil. Your wife say, "Why are you talking to?" So is that idiot? Who is the idiot? It's the devil. And he'll join you in saying, "You are devil, you came to the wrong house." Are you following what I'm saying? The attack on your prayer life is the attack on your confession. Many of you are too weak to confess. You've been killed in the place of prayer. Prayerlessness. You will get it back. Fire on my altar. Fire on my altar. Fire on my altar. I enjoy all that God has this time for me to enjoy. Fire. On my altar. Fire on my altar. Fire on my altar. Fire on my altar. Fire. Fire on my altar. Jesus' name we are praying. There is such a thing as God telling a man, "I will help you." If somebody is looking for admission and you have an uncle who is a lecturer and say, "I will help you," how do you feel? Like there's a measure of peace, right? But if your uncle is the VC, go and pack your load, you know you have entered. If the one who owns the universe say, "I will help you," you are helped. Psalms 102, verse 13. Hold somebody's hands. You're going to pray this prayer of agreement. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon. Call the name of the fellow. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon. For the time to favor him has come. Yeah, the same time is come.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy. Thou shalt arise and give the help for the time to favor, heal, ask come. Yea, the third time ask come. The set time has come.
Say that amen with power.
Amen.
Say it with authority.
Amen.
I want to show you a scripture you can leave your neighbor so you can understand what we are talking about. You know, in the scheme of all these things we are talking about, there is a ministry that you must not despise, and that's the ministry of destiny helpers. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. There are different forms of destiny helpers. There are those that come in the spiritual form. There are those that comes with connections. They don't have it, but they can connect to the fellow that has it. And there are those that comes with help. They have what it takes to help you. It is true. 1 Chronicles 12. Let's start from verse 21. 1 Chronicles 12 verse 21. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains in the host. Yes, verse 22. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God.
daily supply of help. They helped David till he became very great. There are people that God brings to your life, they will help you till there is greatness. Then they will say, now you can continue. You might have had a taste, but you need to live in it. In the case of David, it was a day-by-day thing. Every day, new supply. Let me say this to you. I don't believe that a believer should think it is normal to live a full week without any favor. An entire week. Nobody say, I just remembered you. Are you that missing in the radar of God's remembrance? Nobody say you just came to my... Nobody see, saw you and just... I just feel like doing you good. Are you following me? Listen to me. Let me say this to you. There are times that things want to look one kind. Things want to look one kind. You look to the right and look to the left. And look up to God. It works. Somebody somewhere will just lose his or her peace and say, I'm led to do this. Can't tell why. If you are not strong and nobody is helping you become strong, it's not a nice thing. For David, these men came day by day and they assisted him till he became very great. You can't do it by yourself. You need help. Somebody needs to speak of you where it matters. Somebody carries resources that you need to manifest. You can't be here stranded. Do you get what I'm saying? The help, pray for it now. I receive daily provision of help. Daily. Daily. Daily provision of help. Daily provision of help. Daily. Daily. Till I become very strong. Yeah. Daily. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I've said this to you before. I'm having to say it again. It is not everything you need that you need money for. Say it loud and clear. Say it again. The reason why many of you doubt God is because when God puts something, you look at where is the money coming from. God wants to do it without money coming from someone. Say money, money. Say it again. It is not everything I need that I need money for. Some things can be settled on the bill of grace. There is such a thing as somebody saying, I want to help you. If you have not heard that word before, you will hear it in this season. If you have never heard that word before, where it matters, you will hear it in this season. Everyone connected under the sound of my voice, you will hear it in this season. You will know what it feels like to find help. Are you following me? That statement brings relief. Somebody looking at you and say, I see you have been struggling in this area. I want to help you. You will find help. I decree and declare, you will find help. I decree and declare, you will find help. Before this time next week, somebody will hear that word. Are you following me? You'll find help. You'll find help.
Help. Help. Help. Help. Help. Help. Help. From above. Help. 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 From sources you do not expect. Help. Sudden intervention. Help. Sudden intervention. Help. 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 Amen. There are people that are sent to you to help you. I'm telling you. There are people sent to you. I've heard a couple of times when individuals will meet me and say, I will not be able to do any other thing, but I perceive that God has sent me to make sure you don't have a need. Guy. Guy. There's not, I'm telling you, running alone can be very worrisome, but when help comes, guy, help. 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 The same condition everybody have been seeing you in. Somebody just come and say, eh, this fellow, we are changing it now. Help. It is real. Ah, the ministry is very true. Ah, listen to me. That a day's intervention can swallow all a man's years of misery and pain. One day. That a day comes in the life of a man, he will never sleep poor again. He has gotten up poor. He didn't know that getting up that day where angels removing garment of poverty from him for life. He will just go on the street and stumble on certain realities. Are you following me now? There are heights that you want to get to. God needs to send hands that are above to pull you up. You will find it. You will find it. You will find it. You will find it. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, listen to me. I've seen cases where God makes somebody's life another person's ministry. You know, this scripture glued with me because my life is a testimony. Sometimes I just receive a text. Somebody said, I'm texting you all the way from India. The Lord brought. There was a Sunday morning I woke up, and that was around last year. I needed some money. It's a kind of money I can't even just discuss. Just between me and I needed more, that money badly. I was about driving to church. I'd entered the car, just sitting down there. On Sunday morning, I had the impulse in my spirit to go and check my Instagram DM. Instagram DM. Holy dear. On Sunday. So I went. What was happening here? Opened it. Somebody had just dropped a message and the fellow was still typing. I am so, so and so and so from Los Angeles. I was praying this morning and God laid in my heart to go and search for Pastor Femi Lazarus. Guy, you found him, I'm here. And God laid in my heart to do that. I'm the one. Doppler Hanover is here. You will struggle if you have to keep looking at books for your account number. How do you want it? Text, hot, fried, boiled, or which one? On my way to church. I've seen dynamics of help. Somebody reached out to me a while ago from, I don't want to mention, one of our African neighboring countries. And I said, God laid my heart to do this consistently. I said, God
I'm telling you, as much as we love God and everything, hearing such thing is the sweetest thing. That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard. God sent me to help you. Very romantic. Very nice. In what area? If you have never heard that statement before, you will hear it. And if you have heard it before, you will hear it in a bigger way. Men will come to help you till you become very great. Look at that statement. They joined themselves with him until it was a great host, like the host of God. Do you get what I'm saying now? There are people that, listen to me, people of God, you must have a system that manage destiny helpers. Your intercessors, they are destiny helpers. Your partners, destiny helpers. Sons and daughters that have your mercy at heart. I don't want to go into matters. The ones that are concerned with what concerns you is help. Life is too hard to do it without help. When I wanted to get married, I saw what help looks like. Somebody would just see number, account number on social media and send money, send half a million, say, help. Odu, kai. Kaligradi, coach, tevele, kai. Elevele, coach, tevele, kai. God who daily loads us with benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. Ay, cash, tevele, ki de profine, kai. Azuvene kete vene ke vene makumbre venikai. Aje ke vene makumbre venikai. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say it, from today it is daily. Say it louder and clearer. Say it again one powerful time. Daily provision of help. Daily provision of benefits. In the name of Jesus, somebody will begin to see that help on a consistent basis. Men will go out of their ways to help you. God needs to bless you, people that pity you, that have your matter. Hi, Kati Venikosta. Amen. Hallelujah. Instructions that will bring manifestation. May you hear it. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name. I rejoice.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.